Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I meet on March 18 regarding Gleno, G-L-E-N-O, Foxworth, F-O-X-W-O-R-T-H. Gleno Foxworth is a 40-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12-3-19, but he was lifting a case of beef in an underhand fashion with both arms. Appeared he was placing it in the, he was in the truck from the floor and through the aisle. Pretty states the box weighed 76 pounds, and he injured his right shoulder. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He has further evaluation and treatment to repair his labrum on 2/25/20 and then 12/9/20. Period, in March 2021, he declined getting an ultrasound-guided injection. Period, is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. The paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Foxworth alleged he was picking up 78.6-pound case of beef and injured his right shoulder on 12/3/19. Period. He was seen medically by Dr. Nepp, N-E-P-P, on 12/3/19. Pretty steady, he was lifting a case of beef, weighing at least 50 pounds, and developed pain in his right shoulder. Pretty had difficulty lifting his arm up the past, up past 70 degrees. Period. He was diagnosed with a right shoulder strain and placed on Motrin and ice. Pretty followed up, but remains symptomatic through 1/3/20. Period, he participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period, right shoulder MRI was done on 12/27/19 to be inserted. Period, new paragraph. The petitioner was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Steinfeld, S-T-E-I-N-F-I-E-L-D, on 1/10/20. Period. His assessment was labral avulsion of the right shoulder as well as biceps tendonitis. Period. He made medication adjustments. Period. The petitioner followed up and they agreed to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. Surgery was done on, scratch that, on 9/3/20. Scratch that, on 2/25/20. Dr. Steinfeld found him to have a tear of the posterior labrum, which was debrided. But he was not found to have any shoulder instability, and his rotator cuff was intact. Period, the cartilaginous structures were also intact. Period, he made these comments on a post-op visit of 3/11/20. Period, we not received the actual operative report. Period, physical therapy was then reinitiated. Period. On 7/22/20, Dr. Steinfeld administered a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder. Period, paragraph, on 8/25/20, he was seen in the same group by Dr. Brosnick, B-R-O-N-S-N-I-C-K, period. He ordered an MRI arthrogram of the shoulder. Period, this was conducted on 9/30/20 to be inserted here. Period. On 12/9/20, Dr. Namdari, N-A-M-D-A-R-I, performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, the petitioner followed up postoperatively. Period, he had come under the care of Dr. Namdari on 11/3/20. Period, physical therapy was rendered postoperatively. Period. He He participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 9/3/21. The petitioner was found at a minimum to be capable of working in the light physical demand category. The results indicated significant observational and evidence-based inconsistencies resulting in self-limiting behavior and submaximal effort. Reliability of pain results obtained during testing indicated Mr. Foxworth's functional pain reports were unreliable and functional results were based on demonstrated biomechanics. He saw Dr. Nardari last on 9/28/21. When they discussed maximum medical improvement and permanent restrictions, he cleared the petitioner to work within the parameters set forth by the functional capacity evaluation. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Active range of motion of the right shoulder was essentially normal on all spheres. Passively, he guarded to 80 degrees of abduction, comma 75 degrees of flexion, and 75 degrees of external rotation. Adduction as well as extension and internal rotation were full. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing was 5-minus for resisted left, right elbow flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive corresponding reduction maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Near impingement maneuver elicited tenderness, and he did not wish to pursue provocative maneuvers further, so they were discontinued. Cervical normal and thoracic normal impressions. On 12/3/19, Glenn O. Foxworth injured his right shoulder, lifting a heavy box of beef while at work. He was initially treated conservatively at WorkNet. MRI of the right shoulder was done on 12/27/19 to be inserted here. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Steinfield and his colleagues. Right shoulder surgery was done on 2/25/20 to be inserted here. He followed up postoperatively and his care was transferred to Dr. Nardari. MRI was done on 9/30/20. On 12/9/20, another surgery was done to be inserted here. He had physical therapy postoperatively, culminating in a functional capacity evaluation. Mr. Foxworth did not demonstrate maximum effort during this assessment. He has remained out of work entirely since the subject event. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. He denied being involved in any motor vehicle accidents such as the one you listed from 6/18/13 and 8/22/14. And that is the